Blog Talk Radio.
If I told you that you could own your own business on the internet, your own travel business on the internet, and you'd save money every time you travel, and when your friends and family book travel, would you mind getting paid the commission? And number three, would you mind getting paid if you told somebody about this business? That's all the business is.
And what a wonderful Wednesday it is. Good morning. This is Marcia Pruitt in Dallas, Texas, and I'm excited to welcome you to our team call. This is our Jet Set 60-Day Blitz Call, where we are blitzing towards our Harvest is Plenty cruise, and we're also blitzing on to the next level. You've caught us almost halfway. We've got less than 40 days left on our 60-day blitz, so it's time really to push it to the limit. Hey, quickly before I get started, let's go ahead and remember to press star 6 after you have chimed in your name and where you're calling from, and then that will help to reduce any background noise. Make sure that you and your team have registered for the YTV National Convention, which will be in St. Louis, August of this year. Go ahead and register, and also make sure that you've pre-registered for the YTB University classes. And as I said before, we really want to make sure we've got at least 10% of our team showing up at the convention. So if you've got a team of only 30 people, then you should have at least 3 people there. And if you've got a team of 300, you want to have at least 30 people there. So that's just kind of a good gauge of having 10%, at least 10% of your team there. It will make a big difference in the coming year. Make sure everybody is armed with our 24-hour hotline. This is the Jet Set 24-hour hotline. We've got a line that will give you a quick sizzle call, also a full presentation, also a validation, and also a call to help you get started. That's step 1 through 4 on the Jet Set 24-hour hotline. It's available to you when you're doing presentations. At 2 o'clock in the morning, you still need a validation call. You can go ahead and call this number and press 3. Now, that number is 512-404-1250. If you have not already listened to the 24-hour hotline, I suggest that after this call, you do that so that you can go ahead and add that on to one of the tools that you'll use. Our red carpet day, the next time we're going to be in St. Louis for the YTB red carpet event, will be Tuesday, June 3rd. Please mark your calendars. We hope to see many of you there. Now, tonight, you'll want to have at least 2 brand new people who haven't heard the business before. Have them on the call tonight. Now, tonight, there's going to be a business presentation actually on the company line. Now, that's going to be at 8:30 Central Time and 9:30 Eastern Time. There's going to be a great business presentation. That's going to be done by our 4th-level director, James Pruitt, 3rd-level director, Roland Matouris, and also another director, Craig Sweet. So that's going to be a powerful call tonight at 8:30 Central Time, 9:30 Eastern Time. That's on the company line, and that number is area 641-594-7505. So you'll have your English-speaking people point it towards the call on the company line, and all the Spanish-speaking people that you've got, you'll want to point them to this line tonight, 9 p.m. Central Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, there's going to be a wonderful business presentation done in Spanish by our Spanish Sapphire President's Club ringwear, Noah and Linda Matos, and also our 10,000 Dream Bonus earner, Fabian Martinez. So that's going to be tonight, all your Spanish-speaking people, 9 o'clock Central Time and 10 o'clock Eastern Time on this very same line. Make sure that you and all your family and friends have booked your cruise. We want you to come with us. We're going to be sailing out of Miami on June 30th, 2008. We're going to go to Key West. We're going to go to Cozumel. We are going to have the Women of Distinction giving some bits of knowledge there. We're going to have our Jet Set directors giving their bits of knowledge. We're going to have Coach Tomer giving a whole lot of knowledge. So you definitely want to be with us. And all you have to do is go to your favorite YTB travel site, click on Groups, and then look for the number one Cruise with Coach Tomer, June 30th, 2008. That's a place you can get all the details. And we certainly hope to see you and all your family and friends and all your team there as well. Now, last night, James was in Houston, Texas, and I hear it was a wonderful event towards the northern side of Texas. But if you missed that, he's still going to remain in Texas. Tomorrow night, we're actually going to be working with another director, another Texas director. You've heard of him, Holton Buds, out of Houston, Texas. And we're going to be working with him because we really want to build our state. So we're working around the state this week to build our state and work with many different directors. Now, tomorrow night, we're going to go to Holton Buds' regular Thursday night meeting. So if you're in the Houston area tomorrow, I think on the west side of Houston. Let me go ahead and give you the address of where James Pruitt will be. That's going to be at the Holiday Inn Select. Now, that's the one at Highway 59 and Kirby Drive. The exact address is 2712 Southwest Freeway, and that is in Houston, Texas. They're going to have a meet and greet at about 7 o'clock, and then the meeting will start promptly at 7:30. So if you missed James in Houston last night, you still have an opportunity to get all of your family and friends and guests out to meet a YTV million-dollar producer. So let's go ahead and bring on our leader right now. As you know, James does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which does indicate his income is above $1 million in a 12-month period. He's our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite circle of champions. But what we all love and appreciate the most is how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. Let's greet him this morning with a warm smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning, Marcia Pruitt. And I sure can feel your smile coming through the phone. Good morning to you. And good morning to all the champions across the nation and throughout the world. Good morning, Dwight and Julie Wiggs. Good morning, Garland and Marsha Webb. Good morning, Michael and Dawn Gallen. Good morning, Noah and Linda Matos. Good morning, Fabian and Alejandra Martinez. Ladies and gentlemen, these couples are just a sneeze away from becoming national directors. We are so very proud of them, and they are all working so, so hard. If you ever wondered how to beat the lack of education, a lack of talent, if you ever wondered how to beat a lack of experience, these couples know how, and it's hard work, and they sure are working hard. I want to begin this morning by talking about a story that I heard. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. It was a real sharp guy that took his family to a vacation place. They went to a nice resort. It's a resort where they have skiing in the wintertime and activities in the summertime. To this resort during the summertime. And just think about this, folks. They were there having a good time, walking around the grounds, and the rest of the family wanted to go and get some refreshments. And the guy, the father, he said, well, I'm just going to kind of stroll around and see what there is to see. You guys go and grab something to eat. I'm just going to kind of do a little sightseeing. So he just kind of walked around and was looking at the grounds and observing all the beautiful sights there were to see. And he saw this giant maze. Wow, look at this maze. They had really, really high shrubs, like 20 feet high shrubs. And as you walk in the shrubs, it was kind of like a maze. You would go right, turn left, and they had all these different ways, and all it was just really fascinating how they could trim the shrubs like they do and create this maze out of these shrubs. And he was just walking and enjoying the beautiful, beautiful sunshine and the nice warm day. And then he thought, well, I better get back to my family. I'm sure they're ready to, they're already done eating by now. And so he turns around and begins to walk back. And he notices that he has become lost in this maze of these 20-feet shrubs. He says, wait a minute now, I know I came this way. No, or was it that way? So the guy realized, oh, no, I am now trapped inside of this maze. He's trying to figure out what to do, and he just kind of says out loud to himself as he's thinking, boy, am I lost in here. How do I get out of this place? And like magic, out of nowhere, a head pops up above the 20-foot shrubs, and the guy is startled, like, who are you? And the guy says, oh, don't be startled. I'm the gardener. I trim these shrubs every day, and I heard you say that you were lost. I can tell you just how to get out. It's really easy. All you're going to do is make two lefts and a right, and that'll put you right out of here. Again, make two lefts and a right, and you'll be right outside the maze. I've been working here for 30 years, trimming these shrubs, two lefts and a right, and it'll put you right out of here. Can you imagine if that man were to say, well, that's easy for you to say. You've got a different personality than I do. Or that's easy for you to say. You've been doing this a lot longer than I. Well, that's easy for you to say. You've got a talent for this. See, it doesn't matter. When the answer is two lefts and a right and you're out of there, then the answer is two lefts and a right and you're out of there. You see, when we get direction from people that know, all we have to do is just do it. Just do it. And see, when people like the folks that get on this call tell you exactly what to do, don't think that's easy for them to say that they've got so much experience, or that's easy for them to say they have a natural personality for this, or that's easy for you to say because you naturally have some sales skills. No. When the answer is two lefts and a right, then the answer is two lefts and a right. And all you have to do is follow the recipe, follow what to do. We talked a lot today, folks, about working all three markets at one time. Now we talked about working in the warm market and working in the cold market and working in the referral market and exactly what to do. Now, when you talk about what to do, I think the first thing it's important to talk about is spending that time in the morning. I know I keep talking about it, but everybody's not listening yet. Everybody's not doing it yet. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Wake up first thing in the morning. Print out that daily confession. Have it ready. Speak life into your business. Begin to pray. You can't ever go wrong in prayer, folks. Begin to pray. And sometime during your normal personal prayer, ask God for what it is you want. And believe it's already on your way. And begin to do your creative thinking of how your business is going to go from here forward. What's going to happen? Who are you going to meet? Then what happens? Next thing you know what? Start creating the future in your mind. And then go from there to a quiet time of meditation where you're listening now to what's coming to you, clearing your mind, keeping it clear. I really believe, folks, spending this time in the morning will set the pace of the whole day. That can tell you just what to say. Doesn't matter what to say. People are attracted to you by the way that you think. The way that you think. And when you start creating in your mind what you're after, it somehow begins to show up. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to just talk about this for just a few moments. Now, think about this. What should you do today? Let me tell you. Begin contacting more people from your warm market. If you've already begun contacting people and you've been doing this for a while, go back and recontact some people. And what you want to do is point them to the Harvest is Plenty presentation on step three, or the hotline on the 24-hour Jet Set hotline, step two. Then put them on the conference call tonight. Then after the call tonight, you should be putting them together with an upline expert of yours. If these conference calls are going on in the evening time and after they're done, your phone's not ringing, then your people are not following the recruiting system. That is exposure, presentation, validation, and then sign them up, join, and repeat the process, folks. It's really important that you do the three-way calls after the conference call. Let them talk to somebody that was on that call. Let them talk to your upline expert, your power team leader. Let them talk to somebody above you in the coach's corner. Ladies and gentlemen, continue to go out and become a conversation specialist, meeting new people. Before you do, go to the Harvest is Plenty and print out your 30 flyers on colored paper. Always do this. Make sure you've got scotch tape and tacks ready. So as you're going out throughout your day, you're putting your flyers up. You're giving those flyers to sharp people instead of a business card. You're using the tools that are available for you. Make sure that you look at people that you think might know other people like you. Think about that. That's your referral market. And you're going to talk to certain people. I like to think about the example of a restaurant. I love to recruit restaurant owners. It gives me a great sense of joy. I used to be in that industry. I used to be in that business. And let me tell you something. Those folks work very, very hard. Long, long hours. And ladies and gentlemen, if you walk into a restaurant and say, "Hi, my name is James Pruitt." Don't use that name. Use your own. "Hi, my name is James Pruitt, and I'd like to speak to the owner or the general manager, please." And once that person comes up, say, "Hello, my name is James Pruitt, and I work specifically with restaurant owners, and I teach them how to improve their bottom line net profit $10,000 to $30,000 a month while doing the exact same activities that they're doing right now. Is there any way you and I can sit down and talk right now, or maybe while you're eating your lunch, and I can kind of show you what's been so successful?" Now, see, now you're moving right to the appointment. When you sit down with that person, you crack open your laptop or break out your pitch book, and you say, "Listen, I want to show you this program and how it works, and I'm going to show you how with your contacts and my time, we can create a tremendous stream of income." And I lay out the presentation, open the laptop, read the screen, go through the presentation quickly. And once you get through the presentation, whip out your flyer and let them know that you've got a way to capitalize on what you're already doing, increase your sales, and increase your net profit. And do you like what you've seen so far? When they say yes, whip out the application, slide it over to them, hand them a pen, and be quiet. Now, when they begin to fill that out, fantastic. If they begin to ask you questions, answer them. But let me just make sure you understand what we're going to do. All we're going to do is put up a flyer in that restaurant, and as people are standing there waiting to pay their money, they look over, and there is your flyer. And they write down your number, and they call you up, and you'll meet them up there at that restaurant, and you'll think about this, show them the presentation, and put that person under the restaurant owner. Now, you're telling the restaurant owner how this works, and see, why would I put all those people under you? Because the more you make, I make a 50% match on your income. Think about this, folks. If they enjoy that program and they sign up and do that, fantastic. If for some reason they don't come aboard, it's not a good time for them now. For whatever the reason, simply ask, would it be okay if you just put up your flyer? Now, it's almost like a consolation prize. They'll say, "Well, I don't really want to join anything right now, but you're welcome to put up your flyer." And think about it. That's really what you wanted anyway. So that's been very successful for me. We've got restaurant after restaurant. And let me tell you something. This just makes sense. There's nothing like having people calling you every day looking for a home-based business, looking for a way to make money from home. I can keep on going, and I'm going to, but I first want to pause and bring on my partner in success, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about everybody's hero. He is a third-level director, multiple President's Club ring wearing, and a big-time bonus earner, $50,000 bonus, $100,000 bonus. I'm speaking of none other than third-level director, Mr. Roland Aturas. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. James, man, what an awesome analogy in the beginning, man. Two lefts and a right. And I remember when you were sharing it with me, and I had just joined, and, you know, you were trying to tell me what to do, James, but I just knew that I had experience, and I had experience of building a business, and I was in this maze, and I didn't want to listen. I just said I could do it myself. I remember like conference calls. I didn't like the tools you had. I didn't like, you know, I said, I'm more comfortable doing it this way. And James, I went on my own and tried to build it on my own, James. And I spent like $5,000 on a newspaper ad, another $3,000 on a radio ad, and another $4,000 on a mass mail out, and spent all that money, James. It only brought two people. And I remember I had to humble myself, James, and call you back and say, okay, James, I'm ready to listen to your directions. I'm ready, you know, to follow what you say to do. You know, James, when we did that, James, you know, it didn't cost us a penny. And over 11,000 people later, that cost us nothing, you know. And I think I like that one better, you know, paying $15,000 for two or pay nothing and listen and have over 11,000 people. So, man, I just love you, man. How you doing, good looking?
Boy, I'm doing really good this morning, Roland. I can remember that story that you're talking about. Let me tell you something, man. Sometimes we have to learn things the hard way. And I see all these folks coming in YTV. But, Roland, I'm beginning to notice something. I'm beginning to notice that we are attracting a higher quality of person to YTB. We're beginning to attract those people that have business skills already, that already understand business. Now let me tell you something. We attract everyone, but I'm noticing, Roland, that now we're starting to bring on some people of really high caliber. And now it's important sometimes to let those folks know, just humble yourself a little bit and let me show you how to do this. See, Roland, I knew you were going to be super sharp and super good. And when you were telling me what you wanted to do, I thought to myself, well, I'm going to let him go ahead and do this, and I'm going to learn what Rick taught me. He always asked me, how's that working for you? And see, I've heard that from Rick over and over again. And Roland, when you went off and did that, I just said to you, hey, Roland, how's that working for you? And so I want to say that to people on this call. For those of you listening, if you're trying to do ads and you're trying to buy leads, and how's that working for you? If you spend most of your time on your computer sending emails, how's that working for you? See, this is a relationship business. You've got to get out and meet people, build a rapport, come in contact, Roland, become a conversation specialist. We got to meet people and talk to folks and be bright and be energetic. Roland, now you're just a quintessential example of how to do this business. You're recruiting people on elevators. I've seen you recruit people out of restaurants. Roland, look how you recruited Fabian Martinez, and you watched Fabian go down that road, and you asked him, how's it going for you? How's that working for you? And Fabian quit. But you didn't get disturbed, Roland. You just kept on going. He kept on seeing your success. Fabian comes back into the business, begins to get back involved, and look at him now, Roland, just two sneezes away from being a national director, on his way to Dallas, Texas, for the director's meeting. That's so powerful, Roland.
See, that story touches me all the time because I remember Fabian, you know, and I tried to work so hard for him, and, you know, I did a few travel parties for him, and I see a look on his face, man, and he said, you know, Roland, it's not going to work for me. I mean, you know, just like you said, you know, I don't have the skills you have. I'm not a people person, you know, so I just go back to work. I just go back doing what I was doing, you know, and I'll just revert back to this, James. And you're right, I just kept on going. I kept on going. And Fabian was inactive for 1 year. You know, I think Fabian was like the 12th person I signed up in 2005. He was like, you know, and, you know, he did printing with me. He had his own printing, you know. He was a graphic artist, so, you know, we worked together. So I kept on going, James, and I kept on being blessed. And the more I was working YTB, my belief level started to grow, and I started believing in the company, and my posture started changing. And look in my eyes when I went to convention, and when I met the owners, and when I did the things I had to do, and I just started changing and evolving right before his eyes. And he saw the results, and he saw my life changing. He saw how happy I was. And Fabian called back and said, Roland, I'm ready to get back in, active, and I want to try this again. After 1 year, nobody, after 1 year. And James, now when I look now, just a short time, man, he's already had 750 people on his team from someone who quit. He received a $10,000 bonus from someone who quit. You know, James, and he's back about to invite him to the director's meeting and sneeze away from becoming national director, James. And it just touched my heart to know that he was able to come back and follow directions and do it after a whole year of giving up. So, James, man, two lefts and a right. Two lefts and a right, James.
you know, the average income for a national director is more than $26,000 a month. And as I was sitting, Roland, I just want to talk about this real briefly. As I was sitting on the corporate jet with Coach, and he asked me, James, what is it that you like most out of everything? What do you enjoy the most out of life? And I said, Coach, I enjoy spending time with my family. I like who I am the most when I'm around my family. I just love them. That's what I like the most. And Coach says, James, you need to spend a little more time working a lot at home. So I'm rededicating myself to my local area, Roland. But here's what he said to me that blew me away, and I tried not to pass out when he said it. He said, James, I really believe I can mentor you to billionaire status. Now my heart started racing, my blood started pumping, and I thought I was going to faint and pass out, but all I said was, wow, Coach, that sounds great. But I was tripping on the inside, like billionaire status. And then we spent that time together. We did the red carpet event. And then on the stage, at the very end of the red carpet event, when he said, thank you all for coming, have a good day, and God bless you, he turned around to me and he walked up and shook my hand and said, James, I really enjoyed spending the last couple of days with you. And I said, Coach, what I enjoyed the most was you telling me that you really could mentor me to a billionaire status. He said, how old are you, James? I said, well, Coach, I'm 43 years old. I'll be 44 on Sunday. He thought for a moment. He said, give me 20 years and I can get you there. And I said, 20 years? Oh, Coach, 20 years? Well, I've got to wait 20 years. 20 years? But I will remember, Coach, you told me if I'll just give you 5 years and work hard and listen, that I'd be a millionaire, and it only took four. Let me think, 43 years old plus 20 is 63, so I'd be a billionaire at 63 years old. I thought again, I said, Coach, you know, you're right, that's okay, that's a good plan, I can live with that. But Roland, ever since he's had that conversation, I can't stop thinking about billionaire status, billionaire status, billionaire status. And Roland, I know the only way I can get there is help a bunch of people get to millionaire status. See, I just love that where everybody wins. I think that's just what it's all about, Roland. Everybody winning. All you have to do, folks, is follow the recipe. Expose your business. Pique people's interest. Point them to a presentation or show them a presentation. Let them talk to somebody else that's already been successful as well so they know they have a support team around them. And then bring them in the business and repeat the process. Roland, there's four things subconsciously that people want to know before they'll join your business. Four things, if you're writing, write these down, that people want to know subconsciously before they'll join your business. Number one, what is this? Number two, how much money can I make? Number three, what do I have to do? And number four, who's gonna help me? See, the who's gonna help me, that's the most commonly forgotten step, and that's when you point them to somebody else. You let them talk to somebody in your upline, an expert. That validation is just so important, Roland. And if you have a presentation and you can't reach anybody, you call that 24-hour hotline and you press 3 and key them in. And let me tell you, Roland, I think that validation call's a good call. I've got people telling me every single day that they put somebody on that hotline. They brought in two people yesterday from just hearing the sizzle call. They put somebody on the hotline and they pressed 2 and they heard the presentation and then they hit 3 and immediately went right into the validation call. Roland, 24 hours a day. You didn't have that when you were coming up, Roland.
James,
Adrian didn't have that. We didn't have that, but now we do. And all we've got to do, Roland, is 2 left and a right. Boy, Roland, I'm excited about the Harvesters 20 cruise. I'm excited about the Jet Set field trip coming up where all of us are going to the red carpet event on June 3rd. I've got a photographer going to be there taking some team pictures. We're going to have that on the Harvesters 20 website. Don't you want to be in the picture on the website? Don't you want to come and spend some private time with the founders of this company? Join us on June 3rd. I've got a private room with Coach Toma for just us. Make sure you're there. be at that red carpet. I'm excited, Roland. I'm continuing to look at more and more outfits in white. I'm going to end up changing clothes on that Harvester's Plenty cruise, Roland, about 6 times on white night when we're all dressed in white out there on the ocean looking like a Puff Daddy yacht party. You know how good we're going to look, Roland? I'm really excited about that. Man, I want to pause for a second, turn this call over to you to close it out, Roland. Before I do, I want every one of you to think, if you call 10 people and pique their interest, had them listen a little bit to step one on the hotline or step two on the hotline, put them on the conference call that Roland and I and Craig Sweet are going to be doing tonight on the 641-594-7505 line, and after that, connect them to one of us. Connect them to your power team leader. Connect them to somebody. Folks, this is two left and a right. Roland, I want to pass the call over to you to close out like you do each and every morning. Take it away, friend.
James, I would love to, man. Two left and a right, James, man. Awesome, man. And I think about it, James, after you gave me the directions and how my belief level started growing, man. And it's awesome that we're going to get some chance to spend some private time with Coach James. And I remember when you told me that there's a big difference from thinking that you know and knowing that you know. From thinking that you know and knowing that you know. You know, you have to have your own testimony. You have to know for yourself, you know, that this business is real. And I remember, you know, growing up, man, my wife and I, me growing up, I had 10 pastors in my immediate family, 10 pastors. And I was kind of like just living on their testimony. I was always living on grandma's testimony. You know, grandma knows Jesus. Grandma knows God for herself, and she's praying for me. And I heard it, but it was like a third-party information. I never really knew him personally for myself. But it wasn't until I was going through, and it seemed like I was on an island by myself, and I got a chance to experience God myself, and He held my hand, and he kind of walked with me, and he talked me through the circumstances, you know, through circumstances, and he talked to me through the Bible, and he showed me that He was real. And then when I realized, man, that He brought me out of what I was going through, all my the pain and the agony, everything I was going through, He brought me out by myself. You know, no one else could help me, but it was Him. And I realized that there was nobody like Jesus. And once you have a testimony, no one can take that away from you. Once you have a testimony, no one can take that away from you. And I remember, you know, this business, man, and this business, I believe in it so much because I know for myself. And when you know that this is something special, and your whole posture starts changing. And I remember when James kept pushing me, said, Roland, come see for yourself. Come to convention. You know, come meet Coach for yourself. Come see me, because the difference when you know that you know. I said, James, I don't have to go. I don't have to get involved around him. I don't have to know for myself. You know, I got it. You know, but when I saw Coach for myself, when I went to convention, that's what opened up my eyes. You know, and then when I went to Coach to the Harvester's Plenty, not the Harvester, but the Coach's birthday bash, the cruise, that's when Coach spoke to me directly and told me how to build my business. From that point on, my business just changed. If you're on this call and you have not experienced the leadership of this company, you're at a disadvantage of building your business. If you haven't gone to a red carpet, take a business trip. It's a write-off. Go to the red carpet. Go to the Harvester's Plenty cruise. Go to convention. Find a chance to spend time with Coach and see for yourself. And I tell you what, convention opened my eyes. But the cruise with Coach changed my business forever. And I would never, never forget that. And I tell you now, you got to come see for yourself and know for yourself. And that is what held us through, James. There's a difference in our directors. There's a difference in our $10,000 bonus because they know what they know. They don't think they know. And you got to come find out for yourself and come spend time with Coach. It's a big difference when you know that you know that you know. On behalf of James and Marcia Pruitt, Roland Michelle Tourist, we are skipping levels in 2008. Don't believe what you see. See what you believe, because with God, all things are possible. Be blessed. See you on the call in the morning.
Hey, Monty, two lefts and a right, and we out of here. Two lefts and a right. That's right. That's right. Remind me of something like in boot camp, man, in military, you know. That's a hang. Two lefts and a right, and you out of here, man.
Mm. I mean, follow the leader, man. That's what it's all about. That old childhood game we all used to play. Follow the leader. Two lefts and a right, and it's done.
Yeah. And, you know, so, team folk, you know, I'm going to pass this on. Again, you know, the whole thing is they talked about is plugging in, being coachable, be trainable, and, you know, make your two lefts and a right, and you you'll be able to make this thing work for you. I mean, he gave a great example of how to go into a restaurant and, you know, be able to pitch the owner. I mean, I thought that was a great, you know, I thought that was really powerful for, you know, him sharing that.
Oh, yeah. So they're giving you different tools to work with. I mean, once you set that up with the restaurant owner, that's going to work every day and all the hours that that restaurant is open. That fire is working for you. If that restaurant owner did come into business with you, it's also working for that restaurant owner. So that's a win-win situation, man, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I was so elated that he gave that, you know, that example, because I have an appointment with a restaurant owner here tomorrow, and you know, and I, you know, I had some ideas from, you know, when he shared some information around that before, but now today was like, you know, bam, it helped me become more specific. So, and I got my pitch book, so. You know, but I'm excited now. I know I got some ammunition to go in with when I go to my appointment tomorrow with the restaurant owner.
And like you said, you know, these restaurant owners, they're very, very busy. And your approach, what you're going to do, you're not going to add any more time, work time, to their day, because with the restaurant's owner's contacts and your time, you know, you're going to create another cash flow for that restaurant owner without that restaurant owner really having to dedicate any more time of the day for work. He's actually dedicating his workspace and the contacts that come in his workspace for you to take advantage of your time to make it work for the both of you.
Yeah, I mean, he basically just becomes a referral market.
That's a really a win-win for the restaurant owner, because think about it. Most of them get up early in the morning and go to bed late at night. So, and sure, they want more income. They just don't have enough hours in the day to make another income happen.
Yeah, they don't have, you know, they can't trade no more time for dollars.
Because they're only 24 hours, man, and you got to sleep somewhere in between there. And I would imagine, you know, they don't get a lot of time to spend with their family, which is so important in keeping that balance in your life.
So true. Well, you got any other closing comments? Because I'm ready to wrap this up for today.
Let's wrap it.
Okay, two lefts and a right, and you out of here.
Those are your instructions, folks. Just follow them.
All right, peace. Talk to you later, Mark.
All right.